Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Frankie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Welcome to August. Dun dun dun! I don't know why I did that, I'm sorry. But in local news, up to 1,000 e-bike riders have been fined during Queensland's new operation crackdown on e-bikes. Since the start of the operation Yankee Shorty, on July 1st, at least 990 infringement notices seizing 249 illegal bikes and charged 24 people with drink driving. The new laws are also introducing clamping down on riders not wearing a helmet, seizing illegal devices, and roadside breath tests. Reese Wildman, acting deputy commissioner, commented on the crackdown, stating, quote, "Every decision you make behind the wheel or on an e-mobility device matters," end quote. Also in local news, Deputy Premier Jared Blay unveiled a new master plan for the Victoria Park precinct in preparation for the upcoming Olympics. The master plan will include the Brisbane Stadium, the National Aquatic Centre, pedestrian bridges linked to the CBD, and public green spaces making up two-thirds of the park. Earlier in May, the Olympic Stadium's construction on Victoria Park, or Barambin, sparked protests due to the park being a First Nations sacred site. Public consultation for the plan will begin today until September 27.
In national news, Gumaj clan leader Jawa Unupinu announced on Saturday that a new Aboriginal land council, the Dilak Land Council, is planned in the Northern Territory. This would be a breakaway from the Northern Land Council, which controls mining royalty distribution. An elder of the River Dingu, Wan Yabi Marika, said the announcement came as a surprise. Several other seniors have also voiced similar concerns, stating they were not included in the discussions of a new land council. Also in national news, an update on H5 bird flu. Scientists and authorities are investigating a mass bird mortality event of 80 dead and sick birds found near Cape Jaffa on Friday. Locals have been continuously witnessing dead birds wash up on South Australia's Glenelg Beach since last year's algal bloom. Currently, 54 H5 cases have been confirmed, with 40 cases confirmed in South Australia. Sean Dooley, BirdLife Senior Advisor, says that due to recent high mortality rates, Australia is entering the next phase of the outbreak.
And in international news, an update has arrived on the unfolding Morocco-Spain border incident, as nearly all of the crossing migrants have returned back to Morocco. On the 30th of July, an estimated 50 to 60,000 migrants and asylum seekers crossed over to the Spanish North African city of Ceuta, with the ensuing rush taking the lives of 72 people. According to Spanish officials, an estimated 48 to 50,000 of the migrants voluntarily departed back to Morocco, with any remaining migrants unable to move further into mainland Spain or the greater Schengen area. Speculation suggests that Spain's relatively open stance on migration was a catalyst for the incident, which the Spanish government vehemently denies. Regardless, the European Union member states have called for more coordinated actions to protect their external borders.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 1, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.